Michael Todd's Around the World in 80 Days was a smash hit when it came out in 1956. It won 5 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Now a new DVD restores the color and the correct proportions of the image for the first time since its theatrical release. Our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz loves the film, so we took a look at this new DVD.
Find the author!
I never read Jules Verne's novel Around the World in 80 Days, but I fell in love with the story when I saw the film. Watching it on television or on videotape, with its image diminished to fit the small screen, the film seemed diminished too. But on the dazzling new widescreen DVD, I fell in love with it all over again. With its sensational new photographic process, Todd AO, and the continuous spectacle that really fills the screen. With the witty script, mostly by one of my favorite writers, S.J. Perelman. And with the exhilarating discovery every few minutes of yet another famous star perfectly cast in what producer Mike Todd christened a cameo role. If, as Stanislavski said, there are no small parts, only small actors, in this movie, no part was too small, and all the actors were big. Marlene Dietrich and Frank Sinatra are denizens of a Barbary Coast saloon. Buster Keaton is the conductor of a train passing through Indian territory, a wonderful reminder of the silent comedy genius in his great film, The General. Sir John Gielgud is a valet complaining to employment agent Noel Coward about the tortures he'd undergone in the service of the super-punctual Phileas Fogg, the hero of the story, played with wonderful aplomb and touching dignity by David Niven. Around the World in 80 Days immediately became my favorite movie, but I could afford to see it only once because of the special ticket prices for the limited seatings. But I played the best-selling Decca soundtrack LP over and over again. This background music may have been the first time I ever became conscious of a film score. The composer, Victor Young, was obviously having a field day. Around the World in 80 Days was part adventure, part travelogue. Every working film composer had to write genre music, folk themes for westerns, exotic modal music for exotic locales like India or Japan, music for bullfights, speeding trains and ocean voyages, English anthems and French music hall tunes. But how many composers ever got to do them all in a single film? The wonderful main title music is a soaring waltz that seems perfect not only for a flight over the Alps in a balloon, but also for falling in love. Words were added later, but the music is really better without them. One of my favorite musical passages was for the exhilarating train ride through India's countryside. I've never gotten it out of my head. Victor Young was a great song composer. He wrote such memorable standards as Sweet Sue and the haunting jazz favorites Ghost of a Chance and Stella by Starlight, and dozens of movie scores for films as various as Douglas Sirk's sizzling melodrama Written on the Wind and Cecil B. DeMille's biblical epic Samson and Delilah, for the scintillating The Palm Beach Story, directed by Preston Sturges, and for two of Hollywood's most extraordinary westerns, Nicholas Ray's deranged Johnny Guitar and George Stevens' poignant Shane. Young was nominated 22 times for Academy Awards, but he only won one for Around the World in 80 Days, which in a way was like writing music for 22 different films. Around the World was both lucky and unlucky for some of its participants. Robert Newton walked away with some of his best reviews as Fogg's nemesis, the obsessed Inspector Fix, but it turned out to be his last role. It was Michael Todd's first movie, and he was already planning his next project, Don Quixote, when he was killed in a plane crash. At least he lived long enough to marry Elizabeth Taylor and to win a Best Picture Oscar. But sadly, Victor Young died before the Academy Awards ceremony.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music critic for the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed the new DVD of Michael Todd's Around the World in 80 Days from Warner Brothers.